Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 11. So I ran into a quote that I remember hearing when I was a kid and then hearing it now in a very different, well, similar context, but feels different in some ways. So the quote is the statement of around privacy, okay? So the way I most recently heard it was around privacy and concerns about what gets on the internet. And the quote, of course, is, as you might guess, if you're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't matter. And in the particular reference that I was reading, which is an audiobook about security, and I don't remember what the book is called, sorry, that is quoted from Mark Zuckerberg, from Ashton Kutcher, and I can't remember the other third person that they cited as saying this. And of course, I've heard this multiple times, and I remember hearing it as a kid that I always thought was interesting in various ways. And as a kid, this always bothered me. Like, this quote always bothered me, and I don't remember who said it. I'm sure I heard my parents say it multiple times, and not overbearingly so, but I know that they said it. And I know hearing it from other people, but it always got me thinking. And I don't think I had enough guts to challenge this to people, but where this quote completely lost it for me was when people would say that, and I'm thinking, okay, but if I walked in on you while you were changing your clothes, you'd be upset about that. So does that mean changing my clothes is wrong? I like privacy in the bathroom. Is that wrong? Like, if I'm not doing anything wrong, then it shouldn't matter, right? I mean, so I remember thinking through this, just feeling like, you're not listening to yourself here, because if I overstep your lines, you're going to get mad, but you're not doing anything wrong, but you're going to say, well, but this is different, but it's not different. To me, if you're going to say the quote, then if you're going to say that, then you have to mean it. And of course, as a kid, I certainly, the thing I never had the guts to say, but I always wanted to say, well, then, okay, I can sit in your bedroom with you when you're having sex, because you're not doing anything wrong. So why should it matter? So apparently I was a literalist as a kid. And to me, if you're going to draw lines, then where do those lines get drawn of when that's not the right thing to say about something, and why is X activity different? So then hearing it from Ashton Kutcher and hearing it from Mark Zuckerberg, part of the point is security. You know, it's about how people's identities are being taken online and utilized, and, you know, everything from photographs to just in lies being told about people that they have to protect from. And it's always interesting, I think, hearing this come from celebrities who, on one hand, are completely out and have their life kind of in the light that we all see, but at the same time, they also have enough money to protect themselves when they need to, right? Like, if something bad happens to them, there isn't probably enough money to either pay off somebody if they're blackmailed or put enough padding around them. I'm thinking Mark Zuckerberg in particular, who says this, who also puts tape over his cameras, who also has bought, my understanding, is all of the houses around him. So he has privacy. And it's kind of like, okay, you can't say those things and you want your privacy. Well, why do you want your privacy? What are you doing wrong? Because that's according to the, if you're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't matter. Obviously, that's the logical next step, right? Like, well, wait a minute. That's what privacy is about. Well, I should be able to come look in your windows. Well, no, that's not privacy. Well, but you must be doing something wrong then. So it's interesting when these things come from people in control, which is kind of part of this book's point a little bit. And they're usually males that say it. Like, I'm trying to think, as a kid, did I ever hear this come from a female? Did my mom ever say this? Or did another female ever say this? And I think that I had, and I think the one memory that I think I have of it was a situation at church where a Christian woman was basically saying this to people for whatever reason, I don't recall. But anyway, beyond that, I don't know that I've really ever heard a woman too much say that, because obviously we live in completely different standards. And again, you look at some of the things that have happened to women, and I'm thinking of things like revenge porn and just getting, you know, pictures from people's cameras and posting them on the web, or voyeuristic situations and things like that, where, well, is she doing anything wrong? Well, maybe, maybe not. Most cases not. But without her permission, all of this stuff is then available to whomever happens to see it. And because of the culture that we have, a lot of times a person gets judged poorly for whatever that might be. Because, of course, if it's taken that way, it's probably going to be misconstrued as to what was actually happening in the first place, or at least there's a good chance of it. The other point that's kind of made, and I think this is interesting as well, is the Mark Zuckerberg and Ashton Kutcher and their statement, if you're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't matter. They're kind of then defining, if you don't want something public, that is then sort of a wrong thing. So we live in this very, you know, we live in a country culture where people have varying perspectives of what is in a sense right or wrong morally or whatever the case, you know, thinking of things like, you know, in some cases it's wrong to be black in some parts of the country and, you know, it's wrong to be gay or it's wrong to do these things, where in other parts of the country or the next door neighbor, those things are not necessarily wrong, right? So it's just kind of this interesting, I guess I can't believe that the people who say this, that what they're not thinking through and how much of their own life that it's like, okay, well, would you want that X thing about you published? Well, no, because I don't want to be judged. I'm thinking, you know, Ashton Kutcher, for instance. Well, do you want your decision about how you decided to discipline your child in this particular way? Do you want that public? Well, no, because I don't want to be judged on that. But does that mean you're doing something wrong? Well, no, it's not you're doing something wrong about the way you punish or communicate with your child. Nothing wrong with it. Somebody else might think it's not right, and I'm not saying he's abusing his kids. That's not the point at all here. Just so we're clear, it's just a decision on parenting, right? You might decide, one parent might decide to talk their child through something. One parent might decide to ground their child through something. And people on opposite sides are going to judge that person for it, sort of think they're potentially, you know, you're doing it wrong. So I'm just saying, I'm betting there are things in Ashton Kutcher's life he doesn't want the world to know that he's not doing wrong, that just doesn't want to be judged by everybody who has a different opinion than him. So it's really not allowing for different opinions, I guess is what I'm trying to get at here. The language just wasn't coming to me. But different opinions about the ways to do something that don't make them right or wrong. It's trying to put us all on a level playing field. Anyway, that's my thought for the day. And one could take all of this down many more roads. But, I'll save that for later. Thanks for listening. Have a great morning and wonderful day. See you tomorrow.